ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Culture Class Essential Japanese Vocabulary, Lesson 16. Common Household Items. Hi everyone, I'm Yura.
And I'm Natsuko.
And welcome to Culture Class Essential Japanese Vocabulary, Lesson 16. In this lesson, you'll learn five essential words related to people and homes. These are five common items found in Japanese homes, hand-picked. You can find a complete list of vocabulary at JapanesePod101.com. Okay, Natsuko, what's our first word?
仏壇
A family Buddhist altar.
仏壇仏壇
Listeners, please repeat.
仏壇
A 仏壇 is a family Buddhist altar. The size of this altar varies, but it usually takes the form of a wooden cabinet with doors. Memorial tablets for deceased family members and ancestors are often kept inside. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
仏壇は古くから日本の家庭において中心的な存在でした。
The family Buddhist altar is traditionally an essential and spiritual center of a Japanese family.
仏壇は古くから日本の家庭において中心的な存在でした。
Okay, what's the next word?
神棚
A household altar.
神棚神棚
Listeners, please repeat.
神棚
A 神棚 is a miniature altar to enshrine a deity which is set on a high position on a wall. Since most Japanese live with both Shinto and Buddhist influences, a lot of mixed religious customs are found in everyday life. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
神棚の一番一般的な形は、お札を中に収める札宮という神棚です。
The most common type of miniature altar has a miniature shrine with a talisman inside it, which is called a fudamiya.
神棚の一番一般的な形は、お札を中に収める札宮という神棚です。
Okay, what's the next word?
玄関
House entrance
玄関玄関
Listeners, please repeat.
玄関
A Japanese house entrance is normally raised, so that people take off their shoes in the lower area before stepping up into the house. Because of this custom of taking the shoes off before entering, Japanese front doors usually open outwards. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
玄関で靴を脱いだ後は、つま先がドアの方を向くように揃えます。
After taking your shoes off at the entrance, the shoes should be lined up neatly with the toes pointing towards the front door.
玄関で靴を脱いだ後は、つま先がドアの方を向くように揃えます。
Okay, what's the next word?
こたつ
Table with an electric heater.
こたつこたつ
Listeners, please repeat.
こたつ
A kotatsu is a table with an electric heater usually covered with a blanket or other such covering. Japanese people often use a kotatsu instead of a normal table in the winter. And sit down around the kotatsu with their legs under the blanket. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
日本の典型的な冬のイメージは、家族が こたつを囲んでみかんを食べる様子です。
A typical image of winter in Japan is a family sitting around a kotatsu eating mandarin oranges.
日本の典型的な冬のイメージは、家族がこたつを囲んでみかんを食べる様子です。
Okay, what's the last word?
畳。
Tatami mat.
Tatami. Tatami.
Listeners, please repeat.
Tatami.
Tatami mats are used as flooring in traditional Japanese rooms. Their surface is covered with woven soft rushes and is softer than a wooden floor. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
日本ではおよそ 9.9 平方メートルの部屋を6畳と表すように、部屋の大きさを畳の数で表します。
The area of a room in Japan is often described by the number of tatami mats it contains, such as 6 tatami mats for a room measuring around 9.9 square meters.
日本ではおよそ9.9 平方メートルの部屋を6畳と表すように、部屋の大きさを畳の数で表します。
Okay, listeners, are you ready to be quizzed on the words you just learned? Natsuko will give you the Japanese. Please say the English meaning out loud. Are you ready?
仏壇
A family Buddhist altar.
神棚
A household altar.
玄関
House entrance.
こたつ
Table with an electric heater
畳
Tatami mat There you have it, 5 common things in Japanese homes. We have more vocab lists available at JapanesePod101.com, so be sure to check them out. Thanks everyone, and see you next time.
またね